Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hey, we're live. Hello and welcome to DWN Productions' Terrible Horror Crap Podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts, here at Facebook Live, the page, stream thing, and boygop.com. Joe, we, yes?
Yes, yes, we are at all those places right now, simultaneously, kind of, but not really, because the boygop.com won't be up in what, till tomorrow or something? Maybe in a few hours. Tom gets industrious sometimes. He just can't stop.
One of these days I will, and that'll be when my heart does.
Yeah, good to see your smiling face again, Tom. Good to see that you're in good health, you know. So, yeah, man. Yeah. How you been, buddy?
Busy, I guess. I don't know, man. This week's kind of been a blur. It is what it is. I don't know. I don't think anything particular. Oh, wait. Yeah. Lori and I went to the a new arcade that opened up in town, which we talked about before. Arcades fucking.
Yeah. You like the little
garbage. Yes. We spent about, I think it was $140 pushing coins. And then we got some ridiculous amount, like fucking 5,000 something tickets or some shit. And we ended up just getting garbage. Like, this was the worst fucking prize area ever.
You got like a little whistle or some stickers?
A plush snake. Oh. A plush Hello Kitty that was supposed to look like a 1920s cartoon. And I think a couple other plushes for the, what are they called, nieces? Is that what you call the sibling's daughter?
Yes. Yeah. All right. Or nieces, so, yeah. If you have more than one.
No, just one.
Okay, well, you just call her a niece. Don't call her nieces.
What if her name is nieces?
Well, then, yeah, you can call her that, I suppose.
Okay.
My niece, nieces.
I would say, I don't know. Your parents might be assholes for not giving them just a regular fucking name.
More than likely.
Well, how was your week? It seems like you're over the coronavirus. You're running around town.
Yeah. Shit got busy at the shop, which I'm thankful for. Cranking out a good number of shirts every day, and this coming week's real busy too. Yeah, this past Saturday, I went down to the Deep Ellum area where our buddy, one-time guest on this show, Eric of the Horror Holics, put on a VHS swap, and I was kind of not expecting much because when we got there, you know, it was like a tiny bar, and there was not good lighting or anything.
Please share this flyer, please.
Everybody got in there, got set up. Almost everybody got there last minute except for me and some other dude. But people had good shit, and people actually came out and dropped some money. So It was a good time. Good on you, Eric, of the Horrorholics. Yeah, go to Horrorholics on Facebook, and I think they're on YouTube also, and he is Horror Man Cave on the Instagram. So, yeah, give him a follow and whatnot, as we say.
So he's also a very nice, gentle fellow.
He is quite the gentleman.
When he hasn't been totally drinking a lot.
Imbibing too much. Other gentlemen.
Yeah, he was going to beat your ass that night, Joe.
That poor waiter. You didn't even get a tip from him.
Hey, let me tell you something, you radio edit. Whoa, dude, relax. Relax, bud. But he's a good guy.
Yeah, just, you know, don't follow people into the bathroom out of anger. You know, just, it's not a good thing.
Or any, for any reason, or except any if reason. They asked unless, you to.
Unless that's your thing, because this is Pride Month, and I don't want to take away from anybody's culture or anything.
Well, they didn't say if he was following another man or another woman into the bathroom, Joe.
That's true, that's true. But hey, this show's about movies, and I know you watch some.
Yeah. Not a lot, again. Not a lot. I'm waiting for some DVDs or Blu-rays, whatever the kids call them nowadays, to come in the mail, because that's how I've been watching a lot of stuff. No, we'll get to that. Hey, you ever see Fat Girls with Monique?
No. I've seen very little with Monique. That's kind of like kryptonite, you know? Like, a pass.
I'll say this. She is a nice... Not nice, that's not the right way to say it. Oh, she is a...
He has a nice. I was like, wait, what?
She's a fine actress. In the couple movies I've seen her in, she acted well.
Yeah,
but
we'll talk about her a little later.
Just her comedy or whatever, not for me. But that's why I picked this up, because I said, "Oh, this is gonna have to suck." That's an old shitty gimmick movie. Put this on while I'm cutting something or whatever. So yeah, it started out just, "Oh, this is exactly what I wanted," and then like 20 minutes in, the investors pulled out and they started shooting on a camcorder. Holy shit, like it went big time. So Monique and her not really fat friend work at a JCPenney's Gap kind of store. And Monique has dreams of making clothes for big fat girls. You know, because she's a fat girl. Oh, this sounds fucked up that I keep saying fat girl. But, it stands
for the movie, right? So
yes.
So you're plugging it at the same time you're doing this review. So,
but hey. It's not FAT; it's PHAT.
Ah, fat.
For pretty hot and thick.
Fat.
Yeah. Should have been pretty heavy and thick, but fat. That's something else. So, anyways, she has a sketchbook full of fucking giant dresses and shit. Like every sketch of one of her clothes is a splash page.
Fucking McFarlane.
Oh, what a fucking asshole. So Eric Roberts, I guess he's the fucking, like, he owns the stores or some shit, and he just happens to be in that store. And Monique says, "Oh, Mr. Manager, please let me meet him. I have this giant sketch pad of giant shirts I want to show him." And he says, "No, no, no. You get back to work now." So she goes, she does. And then she turns to her friend. She says, "I'm going to win this cruise or something from eating fucking a Slim Fast type product." And her friend's just like, "Mm-hmm." And then she does. But yeah, that thing, like how abruptly I said, and then she says, I'm going to win. Like, that's how abruptly it happens in the movie. So she wins. She takes her friend and her cousin with her, and then they meet African or Nigerian doctors. There's like a doctor convention there. And then it's just a bunch. I can't do the fucking accents for Nigerian. No. But yeah, I mean, Godfrey's in it, and he's not Nigerian, but he's doing the Malkanama and that shit. The whole it's laughably bad. It was exactly what I thought. I was like, good, this is what I wanted. And then at the end, not at the end, but like 15 minutes, twist, no money. Now everything just goes to camcorder quality. So if you like hot fucking garbage, definitely give this movie a watch. I'll have it at the Houston Horror Film Festival because I'm not going to watch it again. But it was definitely worth watching once. And that is Fat Girls.
Fat. Z,
I'm pretty sure. Fucking bitch. Oh, I had a good time though. I had just a bunch of laughs because like it was what I wanted. I just wanted like a shitty gimmick movie, but the Shyamalanian twist was, ah, oh, shit, it's only made for $500. Fuck you. I had fun.
Good, good. You should have fun, Tom. You deserve it. Hey, the real MVP. I watched Terrified on Shudder. This is a Spanish paranormal movie, haunted house movie, but the twist here is there's three houses that are haunted, and you get some paranormal investigators go in, and it's good. I dug it. You know, it's I think Shudder now, they've made two movies that I enjoyed. Three and a half, or two and a half. yeah, I could recommend this one to, well, if you don't like subtitles, you're fucked, because this, you know, this is just subtitles. It's in Spanish, you know, that real Spanish, that Castilian shit that nobody speaks over here. I dug it, Tom.
The two times I subscribed to Shudder, that was in my watch list.
Never watched.
No, I didn't. I was too busy watching the works of
or keeping up with Blowjob Briggs. No. I don't think either one of us watch him.
No, I don't know. No, sir. But I watched half a Witching and Bitching. This is, I don't know if you recommended it, but it's from your boy.
Las Brujas de, I forget what town they're
something.
From.
Something. Bless yeah. You. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Diabolic DVD a couple weeks ago. So, oh, we got this fucking special limited edition slipcover. Come get your slop, pigs. And I said, all right, I've been watching this guy's shit. And if not, you know, just fucking sell the slipcover and whatever. But, yeah, I don't know, dude. I guess it was like an hour in, the witches like turned into just awful CG and started scaling the walls and shit. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, I was big practical shit towards the end.
Yeah, I was going to try and rewatch it, but I just didn't have time. I'm not giving up on it yet, but I'm at the halfway point and I'm like, eh, this is.
Well, it's about witches, and you fucking hate women.
Maybe it's no, I hate witches.
I like
W.
I thought it was a fun flick. I've only seen it the once, but yeah, that's definitely something I'd watch again at some point.
Well, I'll try and finish it this week, and if you're looking for a slipcover or you're looking for the Blu-ray, let me know.
More of the Blu-ray. If you can make a buck off the slipcover from the saps for the fans, then by all means do so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, sorry. I should be looking in back of myself. I thought I saw something. What a fucking idiot.
Creeping up on you?
Yeah, no, there's a mirror right in back of me. So, yeah. No, it's you now. Sorry.
I rewatched with Lisa Halloween 2.
Oh, shit. The one in the hospital.
Yeah, this is where Michael Myers attacks the hospital.
He starts punching bricks.
Yes, he just punching the walls and shit. Fucking Loomis is telling all the police in Haddonfield what to do, and they just blindly follow his ass.
I love you, Loomis.
It's okay, but it's goofy. You know, it's got a lot of goofy shit in it that. Like, I guess when this stuff came out, I didn't think it was goofy because, you know, it's like, oh, shit, this guy's killing peoples. And I don't know, man.
What did you find goofy about it?
The hospital, not the orderly guy. Not it's not a, what do you call those dudes that drive it? Paramedics. Both those dudes were goofy. One's like, hey, you know, why don't you take a break and let's go fuck in this sauna, you know? And that's the chick that's supposed to be watching the babies. You know, it's like, yeah, let's go in the sauna. I'll be able to hear the babies if they start crying or whatever. But it's real fucking loud in that sauna. So that bitch deserved to get drowned in hot water.
And it was about to get louder if everything went as planned.
Right, the way he planned it. Hey, and I'm in his corner on that. You know, bros before hoes and all that. It's like, yeah, dude, get laid. You know, fuck them babies. Not for real. But, you know. And Michael Myers, why didn't he just go on there and kill all the babies? You know what? What's holding him up from that? He can kick everybody's ass real easily, except for Jamie Lee Curtis for some reason. Like, he can't do shit to her. There's one kill where he did like a blood transfusion on some bitch, so he got to use his medical knowledge.
I heard he went to Mascatonic U.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, what a prick.
They do start talking about the druid mythology in it, so I got that in my mind for when I watch fucking parts 4 and 5 or whatever, where they follow up with that shit. We'll see. I got to find my copy of 3 now, because I need to watch 3 next, because that's in order.
It's the best one.
I would say so. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you it is, motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I would say. Such a shit, dude.
Anyways, Halloween 2. Would recommend?
I don't know. I guess if you're, you know, it's Pride Month, sure. but, you know, this fucking disc I have, it comes with the theatrical version and the TV cut. It's like, who wants to watch that shit? I mean, that's you got to be an Uber fan to fucking like want to watch the edited TV version.
No, I think it's longer.
Is it?
I think there's more shit in there.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't need to watch it.
I think it was something because of like commercial breaks or something. They had to shoot more so it would fit the like time or whatever. Yeah. I think. It's been a long time since I was a Halloween mobile.
That's how you know all this shit. So I mean, I
was back in the day, but a lot of that knowledge has left my head because it was just like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Ah, life could be gone in a blink of an eye, Joe. One day you could be excited about getting these new koozies in there. Just like, damn, I'm going to make a fucking Sims koozie. That's going to be cool. And then you put the fucking can in the koozie. And then it stretches the fucking screen printing and cracks it. So you got to, you say, I can't sell this to people. The first time they use it, it's going to fucking crack on it. So you got to go to the website and take them down. And then the next day, Clarence Williams III died. So not only did your dreams of having him on a koozie died, but he did as well.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, koozies are a bitch, man. That's, you know, I don't like printing them or doing anything with them. Fuck it, you know. You got to spend a good amount of money if you want a good fucking koozie that's going to last and not, you know, like piss off customers or whatever. And then it's like you're losing money, you know, because like,
yeah,
you know, who the fuck wants to buy a koozie for $5 or anything, you know, when the other guy next to him with the fucking shitty independent movie is just giving his away because he can't sell them. You know, nobody wants to pay for that shit.
Come on down to the Houston Horror Film Festival where you can get free DWN/boygob koozies.
Yeah. You're an independent guy. Yeah. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be so insulting, man. Yeah.
But I would say, hey, let's bring up the old IMDb list. I don't think that'll play well that we're on video now.
Not live, no.
But Clarence Williams III, man, as we've said time and time again, I'm a huge Tales from the Hood fan. You like it. Unfortunately, you're a fan of the two sequels, three sequels, if you count American Nightmares.
He did rock that role, and yes, I do have American Nightmares.
What else can you name him from besides Half-Baked? I didn't see anybody post any Samson shit today.
The Mod Squad, which you posted on the page. Fuck, he was all over the place, man. And sometimes it was just like bit roles. He'd only be in a movie for like 5 minutes playing like an official of some sort, you know, or isn't a lot of shit. I just, none of it comes to mind.
And I'm not and a lot of one-offs in episodes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I know I've seen him in an episode of Tales from the Crypt. I just don't know which one, but I know I've seen that motherfucker in that shit.
Maybe he was in Star Trek The Next Generation. I don't know.
Klingon?
Nah, just one of the Starfleet guys.
I just figure how they cast the Klingons and all.
Yeah. Next Generation, they were equal opportunity casting at that point.
Had to.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you watch?
Shit, not much, dog. Tales from the Hood. Rewatched it again today after we got the terrible news. yeah, I mean, still holds up pretty well from last year when we talked about it. It's a great fucking movie. Not only is it one of my favorite horror movies, but it's one of my favorite movies, period. So, I mean, it's good shit. I watched it with the commentary today, and excuse me. I think this is the first time I've watched it with the commentary since, excuse me, the two sequels came out, and the director was on. It's like, man, I don't think I like this guy. I was just listening to him talking in my head. I was like, man, fuck him.
So is it the director and David Alan Grier doing the comedy commentary?
No, that'd be great. Monster! I would have listened to just that on a loop for fucking an hour and a half over the movie.
Yeah, a good thing he's still alive. Maybe. I don't know.
That is me knocking on the wood desk. Can't lose sweet baby Greer, Joe.
Mm-mm.
David or Pam. So yeah, Tales from the Hood. Would recommend.
Well, I watched Reform School Girl.
Just one?
Yeah, it's just one girl.
Okay.
It's about a girl that goes on like a double date, and the guy that she goes on the date with happens to be in a stolen car. He hits somebody. He fucking burns off. She checks on the bum that they hit and gets arrested. From there, she's going to reform school. She's worried because her uncle that they were living with was trying to fuck her, and now he's going to be trying to fuck her little sister. So she needs to get out of there. And how do you get out of reform school? Which is not reform school. They send her to fucking juvenile detention or some shit.
You suck your way out.
You that or you join the track team as a
juvenile. You learn to run.
Have track teams. Yeah. Yeah, that's all this movie is. to pieces. Turns out there's a series of films, and I forgot what they're called, but they were like set in the 50s, and they were trying to do like exploitation films and bad girl flicks or like racing flicks, like Rodriguez directed one called Road Racers, and that's a piece of shit too. So all the movies are like that, kind of set in the 50s. And this one, who the fuck was behind it? I don't remember. Deborah Hill wrote it, and she's the John Carpenter's woman or whatever. That does
whatever.
A lot of shit with him. Yeah, nobody knows her name. Fuck her.
Producer.
Yeah, producer.
She's passed on, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, rest in peace, Miss Hill. Yeah, would not recommend this movie. Yeah, it sucked. But it's got Matthew LeBlanc, the guy from Friends. He's nice. In. So if you're a fan of his and want this movie, you can pick it up for me at the Houston Horror Film Fest, which I'll have it in the box, or you can pick it up at the VHS swap that's going on next weekend at Frightmare Collectibles.
Jesus, this is a weekly event?
No, they're just in different spots. But yeah, I think Eric's putting this one on too. But like the last one was in downtown Dallas, and Lloyd's shop is like way the fuck out in the sticks, close to the where they do the NASCAR stuff. There's a big NASCAR stadium out there.
You ever go out there and watch cars drive in circles and shit?
I have not.
No, sounds like fun.
Yeah. I told Lloyd, you should start carrying NASCAR horror cars. That way you capture both markets. Open up
a NASCAR fan shop.
Yeah, that too.
That's all I got, dog.
I watched Mayor of Easttown, which is an HBO series starring the chick from Titanic, which I was trying to figure out who the hell she was, because it's like, we're watching this show and it's about a middle-aged woman that's a cop. And I'm like, who is this chick, Lisa? I mean, didn't she used to be attractive at one point, right? So Billy, yeah,
Zane.
It's the Titanic chick, the other one, not Billy Zane. This is like a murder mystery thing, you know, and your character, like all characters, lead characters now, they're flawed, very flawed. She's like her son had committed suicide, so she's dealing with that shit, Tom. She's dealing with that. And it's good. It's a good show. The mystery part of it is really good, but the acting is fucking top notch. Like everybody, there's not one bad performance in it. And unlike a lot of shows that feel like they have to do 10 episodes, like that's the standard now, I said, fuck it. You know, we got this all wrapped up in 7. So let's not like flesh any storylines out or like just throw in stupid scenes that don't fucking go anywhere. It was good. I would recommend.
To who?
To everybody listening. Not to you, Tom, because you don't like episodic TV. But we'll get to that.
Oh, shit, we will.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm. yeah, it's a good show.
How then good is it?
It's going to make my top three TV shows of 2020, 2021.
Yeah, it's so good. I ba 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 ba. Remember those oldens.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay, then.
Then I watched a gimmick movie called One Cut of the Dead, which I think you saw, too.
I did.
Yeah, this movie, it starts out like it's a zombie movie, but it's not. Ah, they're making a movie. it's a zombie movie production, and
it's the production company's name, Zombie yeah. Movie.
So they're doing one of these one-cut things where they film it all at once, so the second half of the movie, you see the first half in a different perspective, like them behind the scenes doing shit. And it's okay. You know, it's like worth one watch. It's kind of annoying at times, you know, there's a lot of
fucking racist.
Yeah, a lot of squealing. These Asians do a lot of squealing, which is stop the Asian hate. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Sorry. Yeah, you're right.
I'm
perpetuating Asian hate right now, and it's really good. You know,
the century.
It's not. It's just okay. You know, I know a lot of people have been raving about it, saying, "Oh man, I didn't see this coming. How could you not see that it was making a fucking move? What are you dumb?
What are you, a dumb fucking moron?
Fucking idiot.
Stupid bitch with your fat tits and shit.
Get out of my class.
I hate teaching kindergarten. Everyone's just so goddamn dumb.
And then I watched Pig Farm. This is about a guy who owns a pig farm. This is a true story. It's a documentary about this dude in Canada that just like picking up whores and killing them at his pig farm. You know, and he did this over the course of years, and nobody's sure how many whores he killed because, you know, nobody cares about them. And like, that's the perfect victim. Like, people aren't going to know if they're going to think, oh, yeah, she's probably just fucking, you know, strung out somewhere, you know, or she probably went to go hook, you know, in Alberta for a while, you know. And it's like, but the guy also, he didn't like feed his victims to the pigs. Or is that only something that Italians do? Because I've seen that for killing folk. And
no, you fuck. They were Russian. And I think they were dead the whole time, maybe, because their ghost doppelgangers were following them and shit.
Oh, I was talking about those dagos from Hannibal.
Oh, I got you, you know? Fucking racist. It's yeah. Cool when I say it.
But they did the same thing in that show 000, these like Italian mafiosos. We're feeding people that they killed the pigs. And like, that's what this dude should have done.
Do you know why they did that?
No. It
makes the pigs taste better.
Yeah, I guess. Well, it depends on who you feed them, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Pig Farm, it's like an extended segment of America's Most Wanted or one of those shows. You know, it's a not a very good or well-produced documentary, but it's worth having on for background noise.
All right, I'll keep that in mind for when I never watch it or listen to it.
Yeah, I know you won't.
It's okay, though.
Right. That's all I watch, Tom.
Thank fuck. Wait, Joe, is it all you watched?
It's not all I watched.
Fuck.
We were once again on the edge of the blade.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Why didn't we go with that since the beginning?
It came to me right now. yeah. So, Spike TV wanted to get in the, hey, let's make some shows, you know, some original content that's not just like 200 Ways to Die or some shit like that.
This was Marvel, their first original series.
Mm-hmm. And Marvel was hot at the time, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that X-Men movie, you know, all those Spider-Mans, I think, was coming out. So they got a deal to do Blade, turn it into a series. Fucking Blade, yeah. The movies were great, right? No. No. The series starts off in Moscow, right where Trinity.
Why are you talking about this series when we're only doing the movies?
Yes. Yes. The movie, the first two episodes of this series were repackaged on DVD as Blade, House of K'thon.
Because that's a real word.
So this is the first two episodes of the series, Blade, the series.
Fucking pricks.
The thing is, Blade is only in about half of this, maybe a little less than half. The story really follows this chick that comes back from Iraq or whoever we were fighting and losing to at the time. And her brother was like embroiled with some vampires, the House of Cthon, and they kill him. You know, so she's investigating his murder. And this chick kind of looks like a low budget Shannon Elizabeth, who I always thought was attractive. So this chick's attractive too. Eventually she meets up with Blade, who kills people, and they disintegrate into ash again, or a little sparkly fire.
Somehow looks better,
and yeah, it's just
regular ass TV.
Yeah. The fighting though, when they do the fighting, Sticky Fingers, nah. Fight choreography or shit.
I'll tell you this, something about Sticky Fingers. He did an excellent job playing Wesley Snipes playing Blade.
He was trying to do Wesley Snipes.
He did not bring anything new.
Mm-mm.
He just said, I'm going to watch the Blade movies and do exactly what fucking my boy Wesley did.
Aside from having the bald dome, that was
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. He seems to have trouble riding a motorcycle. Because he's real wobbly on it, man. I don't know if you noticed that. It's pretty funny.
Well, that song was hot then. Wobbledy wobbledy.
Wobbledy wobble.
fucking pricks.
Yeah, yeah. And this really just sets things up. The chick gets turned into a vampire. Because the House of Cthon leader, he wants to fuck her. And why didn't he just fuck her? You know? I don't know. But he was turned into a vampire by Indians or something.
Original Americans.
Right. And this was a dream sequence where she sees him getting, you know, strung up and the Indians are going to, like, come and bite him or whatever. But that was really offensive. You know, racially offensive. I don't think it was any. I think they went back to do the whole red face thing and just got whoever the fuck and threw some feathers on them. It looked really shitty. Like they went to fucking Party City and got some Indian costumes and put that on. Yeah, so the movie House of Cthon ends with the chick going to be like a double agent to take on the House of Cthon and be reporting back to Blade.
Yeah. Somehow this was better than two of the actual Blade movies.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I mean, it's like, hey, this is my mind, little mildly entertaining kind of.
Yeah, or it could have just been, oh, at least we're not watching fucking Wesley Snipes. And I'm not a vampire fan, and especially when they make them this kind of vampire, where they're supposed to be like the high society vampires, and it's just like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, well, we saw fucking in Underworld, that Vampire the Masquerade show that I watched. That was what that was like. And yeah, it's old hat, man. Everybody does that shit.
Yeah, if the vampires aren't Mexican, I don't want any.
Right, right. Mexicans are the best vampires for sure. We forgot that Randy Quaid is in there playing
himself. Star Whackers!
yeah, Randy Quaid plays like a guy that's like, he believes in vampires. He believes in everything. So
he still believes.
He goes in there to get advice from him or whatever, his, you know, hidden knowledge. And I don't know if he comes out more in the series. They made 13 episodes of this shit. And like you said, you know, it was somehow better. So I'm going to continue watching it. I may only watch one a week or something, but I'm going to watch the whole damn thing, Tom.
I will not be joining you on that journey, my friend.
I didn't figure you would. You know, you're not a big fan of the Marvel Universe like me. so So yeah, yeah, I'm gonna keep with it. There's also a cop in it that plays a really.
See that? You guys see that? Hold on. It's 11 by 17. There's another 11 by 17. We're going to have to look at the fucking, we're going to have to look at the, you can see the chat, right?
No.
Oh, you can't?
Mm-mm.
All right, Joe, think of a number. No, that sucks. Okay, everybody, hey. If you want to win these two posters, post a picture of yourself, a selfie. It has to be tonight. Post a picture of a selfie of yourself looking like Blade. Do a Blade face and say, give me the posters, you fuck, and then hashtag it boygob so I can find the fucking picture. And then I will pick somebody when I'm done uploading everything and about to go to sleep. So if you want these and you're the only person to take a fucking, like, if one person does it, you're pretty much guaranteed to get it because there's only five fucking people watching. So post on Facebook, you making a fucking Blade face and say, I want these fucking posters, you fuck, and then hashtag it boygob, and I will send you these two posters.
That, Tom's right. You know, entry in these contests is always minimal, like the bare fucking, so your odds of winning are fucking great.
Yes, sir. If you enter, you're probably, otherwise those are just going to go with the Masters of Horror poster. Nobody won it.
Yeah, nobody entered that shit. Nobody.
So there's that. But, you know, I had something picked out. It was going to be a short one. Another four and we were done. But then a tagline popped into my head and I said, oh fuck, I guess we gotta do it now, Joe. So all I can say is, Joe, it's gonna be one hell of a summer. You know why?
Why, Tom?
Because we're going to do the Hellraiser movies, Joseph. So get ready for that. There's 10.
Fuck.
I looked that up and I was like, oh shit, yeah, that'll last all summer.
Well, I guess the good thing is I have most of them, except for like maybe some of the newer ones that came out. But yeah, all right.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be hard to find. It should be said, you're a bigger Hellraiser fan than I am.
Yeah, I do enjoy them, but we'll get to that.
Would you like to know what we were going to do that I even bought one of the DVDs I was missing?
I would like to know this.
I was on the fence. I was just like, man, Joe's either really not going to care or say, no, man, we're not doing these. But they were going to be the Toxic Avenger movies.
Yeah, that would have been okay.
Yeah, see? So at least we got something to say now. That was kind of the whole point. Just so we, just if you did the Blade, the Edge of the Blade shit fucking 3 weeks ago, we would have been good. But now we can just say, oh, Joe, man, it's been one hell of a summer. Just see about how we're going to just casually work it in each week.
Fucking yeah, we will.
Once we get to the fifth one, I'm like, hell, I wish the summer was fucking over.
Fuck summer.
Goddamn seventh wave.
It's so rainy.
Yeah, it's been raining like a motherfucker here. Has it by you?
Yeah, flooded by my street again. My neighbor had to fucking, we had to let him in the house or tell him how to get in. And what? He moved.
You opened the door, you fuck.
We weren't here. So he could move my car for me. And luckily I had left my car keys here. You know, so I got a good neighbor, man. That's very State important
Farm.
To have a good neighbor. Not State Farm. I'll fuck their insurance. I don't know.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, we're going to... Shit, I guess once again we're going to dive into the underworld. Let's swing into action, Joe.
All right. issue what, 66?
Yes.
All right, this is
right off the bat, Joe. I like some of the art in this. Whenever there's Mysterio like looking over a carnival, or there's that Blue Knight carnival and Mysterio, I think he liked drawing that, and all that shit looked cool.
Yeah, even in some of the just the regular scenes where fucking Parker's walking around the streets of New York or whatever, he didn't skimp on the backgrounds on it. He worked extra hard on this issue, I guess. And maybe you're right. Maybe sometimes he's in the mood for it, or maybe he's not working on three or four other books.
Stan Lee was out with pneumonia for 2 weeks, so he was able to do what he wanted.
So Mysterio is back after the events of the Spider-Man special, which I don't know what the fuck they were talking about in that little editor's note, Spider-Man special. And I looked it up for a little bit, didn't find anything. Yeah, whatever. Did I thought the last time we saw Mysterio was, who knows, who cares. But he's back.
40-something?
And he's determined to get his revenge on Spider-Man for Spider-Man's defeat. Of course, Spider-Man's got problems of his own. Peter Parker does, you know? He's, first of all, he ain't seen his aunt in days, you know, because he'd been getting his ass kicked by the Vulture. And then he was doing time. So he goes to visit his aunt, busts her fucking door open, you know, just breaks the lock and busts it open. She has like a little panic attack or whatever. And Parker says, "Hey, call the doctor. I'm out of here." What an asshole.
I should call Dr. Kevorkian because I'm getting fucking sick of Aunt May. I've been sick of fucking Aunt May. Fuck.
Well, she ain't going anywhere until, I don't know, issue 400 or something.
No, and then she's still here.
She'll be back. Oh, fuck. For one more day, maybe? I don't know.
Fuck you, Joe.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
All right. Only real fucking nerds know.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck life.
Parker around, yeah, same fuck life. You know, my girlfriend hates me. But then he runs into his girlfriend in the street, and it's like, "Hey, I don't hate you. I love you. My dad said you're all right." And, so they're back together. But Jameis has said, "Fuck you," to Parker. You know, "I got somebody better to take pictures for you." But the pictures turned out all fucked up, so he's going to have to go back to Parker.
Again.
Yeah. But then, finally, in that, like, the last four pages, Mysterio attacks. And somehow, because he's a special effects guy, right?
A special effects wizard.
Yeah. Somehow, he got a hold of the Pym particles, or that fucking gas that Hank Pym uses.
Yes, the Joker gas.
So he could shrink Spider-Man's down, and he has, like, a little...
Puts him in his ass.
Of a fucking carnival. So he's got Spider-Man's shrink down into this model, and so he's a fucking giant. And that's where we're left. You know, we're left on that cliffhanger, like he's just going to squash Spider-Man's. Or it would be, because he's in that fucking dome, you know, and it kind of sounds weird.
That he upgraded, that you can't see in it now.
Right, yeah. You
think that'd be something that he would... do from the beginning, because that's the whole point of having a mask, is so people don't know who the fuck you are.
Hey, come on, Tom. He was learning his trade.
Hey, come on, Tom. Don't you know who wrote this shit?
Look at your shit now, and look at the stuff you made when you were first starting out. Okay, he's getting a little better. You know, he's learning. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole point of wearing a mask is to hide your identity. Well, I mean, in the Marvel universe outside of Halloween.
Another lackluster issue. But
no, it was all right.
You got
compared to everything else you've been reading, it was all right.
The art was better for sure.
Yeah, I think that art helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was doing like long panels and shit that were really cool.
Hell yeah, so. Big ass fucking splash pages, Monique's dresses and shit.
Those big ass comic pages.
Oh yes, for the idiots out there, splash pages.
Fucking idiots.
Moron fucking dummy bitches. So yeah, I mean, goes without saying there's another issue next week.
Next week we'll be doing issue 67. Because it's 66.
Yeah. See you then.
Yeah.
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
Do you like lists?
I've been known to have a list or two.
So you thought we might have done this one already, huh?
I thought we did movies about viruses. But this is
too late. I have movies about diseases.
Because this is movies about diseases, so this is totally different, I guess.
I would have only just had that movie Virus, and I didn't like that.
Include cancer.
What?
Virus and Hackers.
They don't include cancer. Oh, well, there's that too.
Oh, Hackers. You mean people that cough a lot? No.
Did you drink some water today?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. I have Pontypool, the movie where spoken word gives you some disease where you get all violent and shit. Then I have Flesh and Blood, movie about a castle that just kind of like boards itself in because they didn't want anybody with the Black Plague.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you weren't thinking about what I thought. Have you ever seen Fangoria's Blood Drive?
No, but I think I have it.
Okay, so, Joe, if you can dig that up, watch Fangoria's Blood Drive. It's a bunch of shorts and shit. Just find the one. I'm pretty sure it's called Flesh and Blood. Give that a little watch and report back to us next week if you do.
All right.
God bless you. I'm glad I didn't say what I was going to say, and you said, oh, I got that. Great. Can't wait. I will not be rewatching it.
Thanks, you fuck. Then I have Constantine, because he has cancer in the movie. It's not Constantine.
No, it's not.
Because he's British. Then I have kids because they have AIDS and they spread it. Then I have Mask, the Rocky Dennis story, because he's got some kind of disease that fucks his face up. Those, Tom, are my honorable mentions of films about disease.
Those are some good ones, Joe. Those are some good ones. I have The Taint. It's the area between your balls and your butthole. And then I have The Farewell. It's about a bunch of lovely Asian people, which I shouldn't even say anything else, so you get fucking mad and quit the show. So then I have Contracted, which is a movie about a disease. And then I have The Host. I shouldn't, more Asian people, so I don't want to get you mad. I'm just going to go. And then I have Constantine, because I only had four honorable mentions, and you brought that one up. So, oh, yeah, I like Constantine. All right, so I added it. Number 10.
Have Children of Men. The world's been decimated by disease, and now no babies are being born. So the whole fucking world is going to just go to hell and fucking die.
So this isn't the Bryan Singer documentary?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully. Or I wouldn't have watched it.
Oh, you would have. Probably. We would have talked about it for like an hour. Yeah.
We'd have done another fucking fuck pedophiles show, you know? Yeah. I'm sure we'll have plenty of opportunities down the line.
Those were the days. Remember that?
Fucks.
What if we did those shows live? That'd be fucked. I think a lot of that shit's gone now since Horophilia's off, and we only got like halfway through uploaded on the Boy God. You should have been around when we were fucking doing our den episodes and shit. Man, that was crazy shit. We Are What We Are, the remake. Because they eat people and get that Michael J. Fox disease. Where they're shaking and shit.
Yeah. Tortoise, I think it's called.
Tortuga.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortuga. Mm-hmm. Number nine.
Number nine, I have 28 Days Later. This disease causes people, like, are they fucking zombies? I don't know what the fuck they are. Been a while since I've seen it, but yeah, it's a disease. Bloodborne disease.
Yeah, I think it was some virus they made in some Chinese lab.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking offensive. That could happen.
Sorry, Asian lab. My number nine is Bubba Hotep. Because he had a growth on his pecker.
Yeah, that's right, he did. And he I was did. Trying to think of how I could throw Bubba Hotep in this. I said, no, neither one of them had cancer because they both had their hair still. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're in a retirement home. Somebody there isn't doing well.
I'm sure somebody's sick. Maybe Bubba Hotep himself.
Oh, yeah, he didn't look too good.
He was in the bathroom a whole lot.
Eating ass.
Yeah.
Eating ass on the bathroom floor with pee-pee on the ground.
Fucking Egyptians, man.
You're going to get pee-pee on your knees. You're going to have dirty pee-pee knee jeans, you fuck. Number eight.
At number eight, I have... Wait, did you do... No, I just... Did you do your number nine?
My number nine was Bubba Hotep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you just did. Fuck. Okay, number eight is Black Death. This also takes place during the Black Plague or whatever the fuck it was called, the Black Death. And
bubonic.
Some knights go out to fucking find out about this necromancer that's bringing plague victims back to life.
Was it me just like shooting dogs in basket cases and shit?
Talking about shooting dogs. What are you, so fuck you, cat?
Remember Masters of Horror? I was in that.
I do remember, Tom. Do. Trying to forget, but fuck.
Oh, it's going to be a shit-tacular summer, jokes. We're doing season two of Masters of Horror.
So I'm considering selling that skull.
Just wait. It's going to be a long December pretty soon. Joe, my number eight, the black and white classic, Spider Baby, where they have the Mary syndrome or whatever the fuck they called it.
Mm. Those girls.
Mm. Number seven.
At number seven, I have 12 monkeys. Some unknown disease has decimated the future, and population is all fucked up. So they time travel back in a DeLorean to try to stop this disease from ever happening or whatever. At least some do. Maybe some want it to happen. I don't know. 12 monkeys.
My number seven deals. Wait, what? Shut up, you fuck. My number seven is Street Trash. My number seven is Street Trash, which deals with the most troubling disease of all, alcoholism. Mm. Number six.
Number six, I have REC, what was short for record. And that's what it said on VHS.
Short for recreation, you recreation. Fuck.
Reconnaissance.
Or record.
Reconcile. This disease causes demonic possession.
Okay.
I got to rewatch these fucking movies. But I looked it up and it did say it's a disease movie, but I thought it was just like the fucking devil or something, or demons, but I'll rewatch them.
I'm going to add Mulberry Street to my honorable mentions and kick fucking Constantine the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Mulberry Street.
That was one of the eight films to die for.
Season three or whatever the fuck, two.
Season two. That's all right. Happy Pride Month, everybody.
Yeah.
Number six.
Yes.
Dead Alive. Pardon me. I'm guessing it's a virus.
Yeah, why not?
They ate that fucking bat monkey. And then everybody started coughing. Rest in empowerment, everybody. Number five.
Number five, I have Precious.
Mm.
Old Precious gets AIDS. Yep. And it's somehow very funny. It's a very funny movie.
Oh, that Monique. Who thought she could lift a TV that high over her head?
Monique, Mariah Carey. Yeah, it's got all the greats in it.
I mean, I gotta say, they did a wonderful job on Miss Mariah's makeup in that movie. Stunning. Beautiful. Shot well. The lighting. Mm.
Oscar award winning, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't talk about too many of those on this show.
The next one, number five, Frankenhooker, deals with the disease of addiction, Joe. All those whores need that crack. They're out on the streets every night working their jaws and butt cheeks to get it.
Do what you got to do, they say.
You don't have to, though, Joe.
I make shirts.
You can go to college. Sorry, night school.
Hooker College?
No. Hamburger College.
Hamburger the movie. Not on my list.
Hot Dog the movie is, though.
Yes.
Number four.
At number four, I have Rabid, the David Cronenberg classic about some kind of disease that makes people like rabid dogs.
Hey, let's see your best rabid dog impression, Joe.
Well, I was waiting for Lisa to shoot me, but it didn't happen.
My number four.
Come back, Yeller! Old Yeller! Stop that
movie. So, my number four is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. You can go with They're Retarded. Or you can go with he has psoriasis or some kind of skin disease.
I actually did try to look for a movie about eczema, but there was none that I like. In your honor, it's like, hey, let's find something that Tom can relate to.
Should have went with one of the chainsaw movies.
There actually are that a character has eczema, which is spelled really funny, too. You know, fuck that word.
It's a funny disease.
Yeah.
Oh, I was flicking oatmeal off the tip of my penis today. Just kidding. Not really.
And it's number mixed in three. With one special mask that was painted with it, right?
Yeah, it just happened to fall into the bucket. Oh, no! Old Yeller.
Come back, Yeller.
Number three.
At number three, I have Wreck 2. You know, Wreck.
The second room.
Gets my recommendation because it is even better than the first Wreck. Yeah. Good movie. Again, we got this, you know, demonic possession disease or virus or pandemic or whatever the fuck it is. But yeah, this movie is better.
Well, I got one of your favorites. I'm guessing it's going to be number one. And that's Basketball, which deals with that little kid having some kind of liver disease or the much more important disease of alcoholism.
Yeah, that movie sucks. At number two, I have Ebola Syndrome. This movie has to do with diseased meat or a guy that's he raped a chick in Ethiopia and brought back Ebola virus, and now he's spreading it by, you know, contaminating the meat that he's preparing. And
it
was,
didn't you talk about this before and say it's like about a guy fucking ground beef and shit?
He does that, and steaks, you know whatever meats come through. And then he does a lot of raping too.
Puts two pork butts together and goes to town.
It's somehow a much more funny movie than you would imagine.
Something's telling me it's not, and I should never watch this joke.
You would love it, aside from the subtitles.
I don't think so. I like to read, but I don't like to read bullshit.
You do. Spawn.
Number two, I have Brain Damage.
Yes, you do.
Boy gob. Which deals with the disease of addiction. Thank you. That was the only way I can make this list, if I treated addiction and alcoholism like real diseases. What do you think about that comment, Joe?
Yeah, it's not a disease. You know, it's some shit you do to yourself. You know? Like depression. It's not a disease. Gambling addiction. That's not a disease. Homosexuality. You know, it's not a disease. Despite what you think, Tom.
That's just what they told me at conversion camp, Joe. Did I ever tell you about that time in conversion camp?
13 years.
I joined the track team so I could learn to run away. And then they made a movie out of it called Reform Camp Boy.
Reform School Tom.
It was actually called Little Tommy the Dreamer Child. Number one.
At number one, I have Shivers, the David Cronenberg classic. And this is like an STD film. It's all about fucking people get all in a crazy fuck frenzy in this movie. And it's really good. Really good. And you can get it at Walmart.
Well, Joe, I have Planet Terror, the movie
about
it should have, because it's great. It's one of the best, Joe. One of the best. And next week, you know what we're talking about?
What are we talking about, Tom?
Our favorite DVD/Blu-ray releases. Figure this one will be easy. You just look at your shelves and see what you like. So that was it. Another one in the hole, as they say, Joe. So everybody,
consistency is our name. You know, when all these other podcasts take some breaks or whatever, we're here for you fucks every week, putting this shit together.
Even if we get coronavirus, we don't get a fucking guy to fill in.
We get a fill in
here.
Yeah.
We're here. Joe's been working hard on the YouTube page, so if you're not subscribed to the Fancy Dan YouTube page, go do it, and then head on over to dwnproductions.net. And
look, hey, if you need custom work, hit Tom up right now.
Yes. And then got to go on over to Fast Custom Shirts, where maybe next week there will be a Boy Gab shirt up there.
Maybe if Tom sends me the fucking file properly.
Yeah, I opened that shit up on my computer. It's like, oh, it's not open, and sent me the wrong ones. So I fucked up there. So if you want a Boy Gab shirt, go there. The Space Jam jerseys are definitely not going to be made because the company are fucking very dumb people, and I don't want to give them any money at all. So sorry for hyping that up. It's just this company is completely fucked. And if I would show you guys some of the proofs they sent me, you'd say, yeah, I'm not paying for this.
No. Yeah, that's it. FastCustomShirts.com. I'm adding more shit to it. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'll be out at Frightmare Collectibles, where Eric is again putting on a VHS horror swap. So if you were in the area anywhere, come and hang out, man. Come and fucking drink a beer and hang out.
Houston Horror Film Festival at the end of this month. It's in Houston. So if you're in the Houston area.
And get a koozie signed by the both of us.
We'll have them. We'll have 400 koozies. Because I ordered 500 and already shipped a bunch of them out.
Yeah. And 50, just the seam fucking foam.
Boy Gob.